rub all the damn buttons off your clothes. Damn, some bitch needle and thread sewn back about every other wash. Man, folks hugged hell back then, but man, that's why I don't know damn. Then I'm just as damn happy to be right here that I would be, a heap better than I would be in New York City. I wouldn't go up there and live in a damn city. So I got a brother, a millionaire, I reckon. He got plenty of damn money. His wife, she's highfalutin, high tootin' hell. She's raised by, like, well, she's younger than I. She come down in, she done an old hell. Harry don't give a damn. Clear face, first cousin to my first cousin, you know, go. He's not my first cousin, but his daddy and my uncle married sister, see?
Yeah.
And he's first cousin to my first cousin. I've been knowing Cliff all my life. And the first job I ever had, his daddy gave it to the work. Right? He good. It is his daddy, Uncle One. She told my brother, said, he don't give a damn. He just threw full of his damn book, freaking down and shit behind the old tree. And the wife is all from the oak leaf, and he had to be down there Cliff Mansion in that gold bathroom. I said, that's the damn truth. He said, he didn't give a damn. It don't make me no damn difference. If I got a toilet shit in it, all right, then don't I get me some sticks and get out there and clean myself. I need some leaves or something. You know, I don't give a damn if it's all right, if it's good, if it's all right, if it's bad. I've had some of all of them. I know how to tan hide. I know how to live off the side of the land.
How'd you tan hide? How'd you tan? What'd you use to tan with?
Well, you could take a alum and salt, stuff like that, and tan them. But the way I do them, I put mine in a solution of salt and battery acid, you know. That's the way I carry down them now. I take about a, take them, put them in that old bathtub about then, put brine the salt, 3 pounds of salt to the water, to the gallon of water, put them in there and put some battery acid in them. And it'll take all that meat off of them. And when you get it taken off, you wash them in clear water, hot clear water for a while, and then you go scrape them, put them over a board, you know, a pole, and take a scrape them and rub them to you get all the meat off them down, and then you get some neat foot oil or some good animal grease and grease them real good, and then dry them out, and you can just roll them up in a, just like make a coat out of it. Put neat foot oil on, and I get through with that. I usually get me some kind of perfume or something kind of smells good, you know, and put it in a little grease or something to rub on, and hang them up and let them dry real good. And then just rub them. In the end, they used to chew them. They chew that stuff out of them hides.
Indians?
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of them here?
I don't know what I had them. I read in the books about them chewing them out of them. I know some Indians up in North Dakota, South Dakota. Man, they something else. I saw one up there told me they had bought them a 40 by 40 piece of land up in the mountain, and they built them a house up there. I said, what you build? I said, log. I said, what kind of floor you got? I said, dirt floor. I said, what kind of top you got on? I said, logs and grass. And Neil, she said, and how many children y'all got? I said, we got 6. So we gonna move. So we're gonna move up there. I said, what you living in now? I said, we live in a tent. Done build them a house, man. She's proud of that damn house I'd been if I'd had a 9-room damn brick mansion. Build that brother. Bought a piece of land 40 by 40. Built a trunk about an 18-foot cat.
Oh, boy.
Said if I had time, she'd come up and show it to me. Damn, I sure would like to see it. I bet you couldn't stand 30 feet of it. She smelled so bad. If I hadn't been hides all my life, I couldn't even talk to her. You ain't never seen that damn thing.